Welcome to the Place to Be Free podcast. I'm your host, Martha Blessing. I'm an energy intuitive, healer, spiritual channel, and a healing mentor and guide. I'm driven by the purpose of illuminating the potential in others to live their personal power, well-being, and sovereignty by connecting them to the truth within themselves. To explore my work or connect with me, you can visit marthablessing.com. If you feel called to support the podcast, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. I so appreciate your presence here, and I'm honored to serve as a guide or companion on your path. Now, on to the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. Lots of changes going on this week in my life and in the world. The last couple of weeks, we've moved through some eclipses and a new moon this past weekend. And I'm focusing this episode on the podcast. A lot of changes have been coming through in my work and how I'm here to help and to serve those who are looking for healing, who are in the awakening process or in the process of elevating and moving and growing their consciousness to live in their personal power and really our sovereignty, because this is what we came here to do. We did not come here to make things hard and to live in survival and struggle, despite what the appearances look like to us in the external world. And so today's podcast, this episode, is focused on what to do with intrusive thoughts. Because let's face it, we all have them. And quite honestly, it's the root, as far as I'm concerned, of all anxiety and all health and illness, because the intrusive thoughts keep us circulating in our mind, in our upper energies of our body, and prevent us from feeling safe and secure and grounded. And most of the time, they are worry thoughts, fear thoughts, safety and security thoughts. So what do? How do we change this way of being if this is something that's happening in our lives? Well, I want to share with you what I have done and what I teach my clients to do. And as always, we become what we practice. So the more you practice this, the easier it gets. But more importantly, you shift every single aspect of your energy and your being when you do this. And there are variations on this particular tool that can help you free yourself from habits that you don't want to have in your life anymore. But I'm going to give you the basic information and tool about just intrusive thoughts in general. So what's happening when you understand the different layers of or levels of thinking and what part of the brain we're using, we can short circuit them by throwing a variation in that takes you off of that intrusive thought. What do I mean by that? Say you are thinking over and over and over again about a situation that happened with someone. Maybe it was a loved one or an office mate, a coworker, and it's after the fact, and you just keep going on and on and on, thinking about maybe the poor results or how things didn't go like you wanted to. It may have even been a conversation that really triggered you, right? Like it really got you aggravated or agitated or annoyed, and it made emotions, heavy, strong emotions, well up in you of maybe anger or feeling unheard or unworthy. What's really going on here, and how do we shift it? How do we change it? Well, the first premise is to understand and recognize that you are not your thoughts. That's the first important separation and identification. You are not your thoughts. You are the thinker of your thoughts. Now really think about this. Take a deep breath and listen and ground and center and really focus on what I'm saying here. You have these repetitive thoughts over and over and over again, but you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are an energetic being in this shell of a physical body. And your mind and your brain, most of the time, we are on habituated thoughts and thinking patterns. But that is not who we are. And so we can stop when we're bringing consciousness and presence and awareness to the situation. So you're in this pattern, you're thinking about, you know, Sally did such and such, and she really pissed me off, and I should have done this, or I should have done that. And why does this always happen to me? Why is this pattern in my life? What does it mean? We just go on and on and on, right? We go down this rabbit hole. So when you're in that place, in that space, the first thing is just stop it, right? Like just catch yourself recognizing that you are in this mental anxiety pattern and going, wow, I'm going down that rabbit hole that I have a tendency to go down. This is a habituated thinking pattern for me. And just bring your attention and your awareness to it, first of all, and go, wait a minute, stop. Just stop for a second and say, I am not these thoughts. I am the thinker of these thoughts. And then your very next step is to choose to put your attention on something else. That is your free will. That is really, truly being in your personal power. We're the only species that has this ability to control our thoughts and to control what we think. We do have control over that. And then we can start to ask a different question. And this is something that my mentor taught me as well. So I'm recapping as we go along here. First is to recognize that you're doing it and go, oh, wow, I'm in this pattern. Okay, stop. Take a deep breath. Tell yourself, I am not these thoughts. I am the person thinking these thoughts, and I have the ability to stop it right here, right now, and put my attention on something else. The next question is, you want to say, well, what is the truth about this? You want to shift your perspective. Start to ask different questions. Start to ask that you reframe it for yourself. What is the truth about this? Because most of what we are thinking about and ruminating on are these habituated patterns. So what is the truth in this? In this instance, it could look something like this. Oh, I'm going down that path I always go down. I'm thinking or feeling unworthy or unlovable, or I'm thinking about how I don't speak up for myself. Is this really Sally's fault? Did she really mean to hurt me? Maybe she's in a pattern too. Maybe she's acting out of fear. Maybe she's running some kind of a pattern in a story. And the reason why she triggers me is that we're hitting up against each other's triggers. Oh, wait. What if I took this instead as an opportunity to learn and grow? What is the good that might come out of this? How could I shift this? What is this trying to teach me about myself? And you start to shift your thoughts and go, oh, wait, this might be happening for me. Maybe this isn't God, source, the universe working against me all the time. Maybe I don't have to draw this conclusion about this experience. What do I know is the truth? Can I prove? Is it fact what I am thinking about over and over and over again? Or is there some other possibility about this situation? Now, I can tell you how this showed up in my life. If you've listened to the podcast previously, I've talked a lot about shame. I've talked a lot about the relationship I had with my mother. And when I was really in the depths of feeling this shame and feeling so unworthy and so unlovable, I really, truly, personally, my experience has been not only with me, but with clients that I've worked with, it has been shame is really what causes depression, because there is so much grief in our hearts and there's so much ruminating in our heads about the story. There's not enough energy down in our body, in our root chakra, which is what causes depression. When I work with clients who are experiencing depression, the root chakra is always deficient. And that's because there is the shame and the feeling of unworthiness and being in safety and survival, safety and security and survival issues. That root chakra is not open, it's not centered, it's not grounded, and it's not connected to our right to be here, to shine our light, to live our light. So when I was deep in that wound and that experience, that was what went over and over in my mind, time and time again. And I thought how I believed my identity and my story was that people were going to turn against me. People were going to abandon me. And those are the intrusive thoughts I had over and over and over again. Well, we know law of cause and effect. The universe has no filter. Whatever you put out, it is always saying yes. It is always saying yes. And so I kept putting this out, ruminating in these obtrusive thoughts over and over and over again. And that's exactly what I got, because this is how the law of cause and effect works. There's a couple of books that I highly recommend. One is What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. I will leave that in the show notes. It's important to start to reprogram with thoughts that you could, would, should actually enjoy having about yourself rather than the intrusive, fearful thoughts. In recognizing that it's your subconscious mind trying to keep you safe and protect you that keeps you ruminating over and over and over again in this thinking pattern. The other book that's very, very effective and very good is Joe Dispenza, The Habit, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Now, that being said, you do have to be consistent. And it can seem to a lot of people like, oh my God, I have to monitor my thinking all the time. Well, yes, you actually do, because these intrusive thoughts and patterns are so ingrained. Again, they are habituated. What clears these intrusive thoughts is constant space repetition. Asking, what is the truth about this? Looking for a different alternative and then repeating that different alternative. Now, that's the very beginning and step one, really. Part of where I see people get tripped up in this process is, number one, they aren't consistent. They do it for a day or two and they go, oh, well, it's not working. Well, let me tell you, if you've had these intrusive thoughts and patterns for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years for some of us, God knows I held on to mine for a very, very, very long time. It doesn't just course correct. This is an ingrained pattern of energy in your whole psyche and being. It's in your body, it's in your field, and you've literally sent these waves out to the universe. It's like thinking of a radio station, right, in a radio tower. You can only be tuned to the frequency that the dial is on. You can't tune to 96.8 and expect to hear 104.5. You've got to adjust the dial for yourself consistently. So if you don't do this, you'll end up back on the old frequency, back on the old channel. The good news is, if you are consistent, it can happen fairly quickly, within a couple of weeks, even though, because when you do it, you tap into the field of consciousness, into intelligent substance, where the place is where you are your sovereign self, your highest self. So don't be fooled by the external and that it hasn't manifested yet, because that's where a lot of people, they stop right before the tipping point. Right when it's about to break through. Okay, so I want to recap real quickly how to stop the intrusive thoughts. First, catch yourself, recognize, literally stop yourself in your tracks and say, stop it. I'm doing that thing that I do. And take a deep breath. Plant your feet on the ground or the floor, wherever you are. Take a breath, center yourself, and go, oh, I just caught myself. I'm in this repetitive thinking pattern. Is this what I want for myself? No. Okay, stop. What is the truth about this? And explore the situation from a different perspective. Ask your guides, ask your higher self. If you don't know how to connect with your higher self, please go to the website at marthablessing.com and get that free meditation that's on the website. It's on the page, free tools, and get that and start practicing it and do it over and over and over again, connecting. Ask your higher self, what's the purpose in this? What is the higher purpose in this? What is the truth about this? What could this be trying to teach me? Instead of, I'm so wounded, I'm in this pattern, blah, 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 down that rabbit hole. And then be consistent. What do you want to replace it with instead? What would you actually like to experience? And set that out as your consistent pattern of thoughts, so that every time you find yourself having this one particular pattern, oh, Sally and I are always butting heads. This happens, that happens, blah, blah, blah. No, what do I want to have happen? And every time you have that intrusive thought about the negative side of people, person, situations, and events, turn it around to the opposite of what it is you actually do want and start repeating that. And feel yourself in your physical body. Feeling the energy of that being the truth. When you experience that, what would that feel like? And start feeling it. Because this is now putting you out at this frequency, like I said, the radio station, the frequency, the dial to what it is you do want. And the universe is always saying yes. In consistency, do it. Sometimes it might be several times a day. But eventually, the old pattern will start to fall away and the new one will take seed, literally take seed and grow. Think about watering that seed consistently with constant space repetition over and over, what it is you desire. Be diligent, be consistent. Own it for yourself that this is what you want and this is what you're going to do. Your energy will shift both in your internal being. And out in your field and the universe as to what you bring and draw to you. Because you've now placed your order and you are adjusting your frequency. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. I so appreciate your energy. And I will see you in the next podcast. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/free stuff.